Today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Vav, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Nun He Amid Beis. So we're in the midst of a digression of the Gemara. So let's just take cheshbon of where we're holding. So we've been learning the halachas of Menachas, specifically the first halacha, the perek, which is Kol HaMenachas Ba'is Matzah Chutz Michamit Shebetoida V'Shtei Halechem. So there were 2 exceptions to the rule, but the rule is Kol HaMenachas Ba'is Matzah, and it's really learned out from 2 psukim. One is a pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. The Torah says Kol HaMincha Shetakrivu LaShem Loisei Yosei Chometz Kichol Sa'ar V'chol Dvash Loisei Ktiru Mimenu Isha LaShem. There's another pasuk in Parshas Tzav where the pasuk says Loi seyofe chometz chelkom nasati yoslo meishoy kodesh kadosh mikachatus vekashem. Parshas Vayikra the Torah says Loi seyofe chometz, and Parshas Tzav the Torah says Loi seyofe chometz, and from there we learn that kol haminochos ba'os matz. The Gemara had asked on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis that why don't we say that Loi seyofe chometz is a klal, Loi seyofe chometz is a prat. As if to say that the only iser chametz as it relates to preparing a mincha would be if a kohen bakes the mincha chametz. But if somebody was involved in any other part of the process of making the chametz, he shouldn't get malchus. The problem is, the Mishnah says, v'chayev alishasa v'alarichasa v'alafiyasa, l'chura, based on the 4th of the Yud Gemul Midrash Atar Nidreshes Behem, which is klal uprat, we should say that lo'y seyos is a klal, lo'y seyos is a prat, v'ein b'chal, elamashe b'prat. And the Gemara said, the answer to that question is Rav Abturiki. Because Rav Abturiki said that the only time you say klal uprat is if the klal uprat are kroivim zeh lazeh, but if they're meruchakim zeh mizeh, then you don't say that rule. In fact, it's a whole different rule. It's the 8th of the Yud Gomavid the Shai Terner Jeshus Bem. It's Tova Shehoye B'chlal V'yotza Min HaKlal L'lamed Loi L'lamed Al Atzma Yotza Elo L'lamed Al HaKlal Kula Yotza. And the Gemara asked the kasha on that. Is Rav Abturiki right? That you can't use klal uprat if the klal and the prat are meruchakim bazeh. I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa, from a havamina in a braisa. So really, we have to get into the weeds of the cheshbon of the braisa to understand what the braisa has to do with our sugya. Moreover, there was discussing the halacha that a karban chatos requires tzafim, even though it never says anywhere in the Torah that you're supposed to do the avodas of the chatos but tzafim. But the Torah says b'makom asher tishachet Oyla tishachit achatas, and by the oyla it does say that it had to be b'tzafen. Thus we know that the chatas had to be b'tzafen as well. Now the Torah mentions it generally in Parshas Tzav, and then the Torah singles it out in Parshas Vayikra when it's talking about the chatas nasi. The nasi who was the melech of Klal Yisrael, if he did an aver b'shoigig, he too had to bring a carbon chatas. His chatas was a little different than the ordinary chatas. The ordinary chatas was either a kispa or a se'ira. The nasi's chatas had to be a sa'ir. But regardless, the Torah, when it talks about the chatas of the nasi, so the Torah singles out, bring the chatas in the place where you bring the oila, which is bitzafen. And the price is wondering, why did the Torah single it out by a chatas nasi? If it mentions it generally, by zois teres hachatas in Parashas Tzav, why does it have to be singled out in Parashas Vayikra when it talks about the chatas nasi? And one suggestion the price had was, maybe because it's only nageya, the chatas nasi. Freik the Gemara, what would be the beer in that havamina? Presumably, because you would have the rule of klal uprat, ve'im b'chlal alamashe b'prat. Parashat Tzav is the klal. Zois teres achatas, the Torah says it should be b'mokoyim asher yishochet es ha'oila. And then you have it again by the chatas nasi, which is the prat. How is that consistent with Rav Abturiki's rule? That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, that's not the reason. In fact, not only is it not a klal uprat, it's really a prat a klal, which is another one of the Yud Gomer Midas, Sharet Torah Nidreshes Bem. If so, what was the havamina in the Braisa that the halacha of Tzofen only relates to the Chatas Nasi? It's because in the parish of Chatas Nasi, the Torah uses a magic word, which is oisai. Oisai seems to suggest that the laws of this parish relate only to this specific carbon. Thus, there would have been a havamina that the law that it's referring to is Tzofen, as if the to say only this chatas has a din tzofen. All other chatas don't have a din tzofen. But the havamina that the din tzofen should relate to the chatas nasi as opposed to other chatas is not based on the midah of klal uprat for 2 reasons. A, it's a prat u klal, and Rav Abturiki, it's a klal uprat hamiruchakim zeh bezeh. One is in Parashas Vayikra. The other one is in Parashas. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was Oisei. At the end of the day, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says it's not true. That it's not only the Chatas Nasi that has it in Tzofen, but really all Chatoyas have Tzofen. If that's the case, if you're keeping Cheshbin, we're left with a question. And that is, Why then did the Torah mention the word Oisai? The Torah did say the word Oisai in the parashas of Chatas Nasi. Clearly, it's coming to exclude other Chatas, or another Chatas, from the laws of this parasha. Presumably, which law? The law of Tzafen. Now, if it's coming to exclude all Chatas from the laws of Tzafen, that's what you would use Oisai for. But that wasn't the Maskana of the Braisa. The Maskana of the Braisa was, there was a third pasuk that all Chatas, and we know that, all Chatas, like all Oilois and all Hashamas, all Kachi Kedashim have a din of Tzafen. If that's the case, what is the word Oisai in the Parsha of Chatas Nasi coming to exclude? And that's where we pick up. What does the word Oisai coming to be Mamayid? Says the Gemara, Lemute, Oisai Bitsafin, the ain't Seir Nachshon Bitsafin. It's coming to exclude a very specific type of Chatas, and that is the Seir Nachshon. Now, the Seir Nachshon is the Seir, which was a Chatas that was brought by Nachshon ben Aminadav, B'yoyim HaKamas HaMishkon, which was Vayhi B'yoyim HaShmini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the Yoyim HaShmini, it was the eighth day of the Meluim, but it was the first day that Aharon Uvonov did the Avodah in the Mishkan. And on that day, Nachshon ben Aminadav was the Makriv HaRishon. He brought special Karbonos, Karbonos Sha'ah, Karbonos that would be brought once, maybe again in the beginning of Bayesheni, as we saw earlier in the week. But the point is that Nachshon ben Aminadav, as a Nasi, had a special din to bring special Karbonos. On the second day, another Nasi brought it. The third day, another Nasi brought it. And for the 12 days of Hakamas HaMishkan, right in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, every day another Nasi brought a carpet. Either way, says the Gemara, you know why it says Oisai with regards to the Seir Nasi? Because it's coming to exclude another Chatas. And by the way, another Chatas that was brought by a Nasi, says Rabbeinu Gershon. That carbon Chatas didn't have a din soften, and which Karmen Chatas is that? The Chatas of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Now, what would have been the Havamina that there should be a Din Tzafen? So could I, the Chavina, I would have thought, hell, this Rabbi Din Smicha, this Rabbi Namad Din Tzafen. You find that there was a Din Smicha by the Sar of Nachshon. So if there's Smicha, maybe there should be Tzafen as well. Kamash Malam. Says the Gemara, but Smicha, Gufaminal. How do you know that there's Smicha by the Sar of Nachshon? How do you learn to the Brisa? The Samach Yodai, Al Rosh HaSoir, Le Rabbi Sir Nachshon, the Smicha, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Yehuda says it's learned out from the Samach Yodai, Al Rosh HaSoir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says that Riboy in that pasuk, whatever exactly the Riboy is not coming to be Marba, the Seir of Nachshon, but rather it's coming to be Marba, another Seir, L'Rabbi Seiri Avodas Koychavim L'Smicha. In the event that Roiv of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'Shoigig, B'Shigigas Hoira, so they had to bring a parallel of Rav Shal Tzibor. If the Avera that was done B'Shoigig was Avodah Zarah, then they brought a par. That power, however, was an oila. There was a chatas as well, which was the soir. So says Reb Shimon, the samach yodai al rosh hasoir, the word hasoir that's coming to be marba, a soir l'smicha, is not coming to be marba the soir nachshon, but rather it's coming to be marba the seire avodas koichav. Bottom line is, the Gemara asks the question, what's the makar that there's a mitzvah smicha by the Seir Nachshon? The makar is Rabbi Yehuda. And being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was a din smicha by the Seir Nachshon, you would have thought that there should be a din tzofin as well. That's why the Torah said oisai by the Chatas Nasi, to tell me oisai, but the Seir Nachshon, although Nachshon's Seir was also a Chatas Nasi, so to speak, it doesn't matter, that won't have a din tzofin. Maska for Rabbeinu, Tenech for Rabbi Yehuda. That's all good according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from the Samach Yodai al Rosh Hasair, the Rabbi Seir Nachshon, thus you would have to have a meter, maybe Tzofen as well. The Rabbi Shimon, my Yikil Bemir, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Hasar is not coming to teach me Sar Nachshon, but rather it's coming to teach me the Seiri Avodas Kechavim. So what's that? Why do I need Oisai to be Mema'it the Seir Nachshon from Tzofen? If there's no smicha even, why would you think this Tzofen? Amalei Mazuchu Brei the Rabbi Mari the Ravino. Rabbi Zuchu Brei the Rabbi Mari heard the way Ravino was breaking down this analysis, and he said that you only have a problem with Oisai Lamu'ute Sar Nachshon according to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the smicha said there would have been a havamina, that there should be tzofen as well. But Rabbi Zutra Bereid Ramari asks that Rabbi Yehuda Nami, my this Rabbi is Rabbi, my the loy is Rabbi, loy is Rabbi. Mecha Tesi, because the Seir Nachshon has a riboy from the word Hasair, that there's a din smicha, that means there should be a din safin as well. And says the Gemara, v'chitem iloi mate krohava min atesi b'binyanav. And if you're going to tell me what he mean, it's a binyanav, why would you think the Seren action should be any different? Smicha gufi l'shtek krohava min atesi b'binyanav. And the fact that the Torah needs a pasuk to tell me that this smicha by the Seren action, that's the biggest raya in the world, that you can make a binyanav. Ella, and why not? Presumably, because Shami Dairus Le'afinon. Because the Chatos Nasi and all the other Chatois that the Torah talks about were Chatois that would be brought with Dairus when applicable. And the Sirin Akshon, being that it was Kachay Shah, and Kachay Shah, Mi Kachay Dairus Le'afinon. So you can't tell me that Oisi is coming to be Ma'at the Sirin Akshon. In other words, the Gemara is asking Marvshach. According to Reb Shimon, that holds there's no smicha by the Sirin Akshon. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no tzafin? You see, the Sirin Akshon is different. You see, there's no smicha. So if there's no smicha, then there's certainly no tzafin. And I shouldn't need Oisoi in Chatas Nasi to be Mema'it the Seir Nachsha. If there's no smicha, why would you think tzafin? And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds there was smicha, but you see, you need a pasuk to teach me the smicha. Clearly, without the pasuk, I would never be able to learn out the din smicha from one ordinary chatas. I say, if all chatos need smicha, the Seir Nachshon should also need smicha. Must be, because one is kachay shah, the other one is kachay dairus. So the Gemara says, Marav Shach, I don't know why you need a word oisai in the parish of chatas nasi to be mema'it that the Seir Nachshon shouldn't have a din of tzafet. Now, it's interesting, the Seir Nachshon comes up a lot in the sugis of Shaloi Lishma. So we learn the sugis of Shaloi Lishma in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim and the beginning of Masechta Menachos. So the Seir Nachshon features prominently. Why? Because although it's a chatos, but the Seir Nachshon, the Gemara said, wasn't balechaper. And being that it wasn't balechaper, and halacha was treated like an oila. So for example, a chatos shaloi l'shma is pasul. An oila shaloi l'shma is kosher, it's only like alu l'bailim l'shem chayva. The Seir Nachshon that was brought shaloi l'shma. So would it be treated like a chatos shaloi l'shma? Or would it be treated like an oila shaloi l'shma? The Gemara had different hechatim, it's a whole Amid Gemara in the first parak of Masechta Tzvachim, where the chatos it's clear from the Gemara was treated not like a chatos, was treated like an oil. But this is a much bigger chiddush, because here we're saying that there's no din safin. And really, whether it's a chatos or an oil, it's kachay kadashim, and all kachay kadashim need safin. An oil is actually the source to the din safin. I only know chatos from oil. But regardless, in this Gemara, it's mavur another chiddush regarding the chatos nachshon. From the sugis of shalei lishma, we know that the chatos nachshon, even though it was a chatos, was treated like an oil. In this Gemara, a takeaway is that the Chatas Nachshon again was unique. That being that it was Kachay Shah, number one, there's no tzafin, and number two, Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if there was even a din smicha. But as it relates to the Cheshvin, what's Oisai coming to be Mamai? It's not coming to be Mamai all Chatois from the din tzafin that we took care of yesterday. The Breiser already addressed that. It's not coming to even be memayit the Seir Nachshon. So what is Oisei coming to be memayit? Elo Oisei tan tzafin. They not shoychit. I mean, but you know what's coming to teach me? That anytime you bring a chatas, bitzafin, or really an oila and an asham, all kachay kadashim that have a din tzafin, it's only the animal that has to be bitzafin. But the shoychit himself doesn't have to be bitzafin. But the Gemara says, is that what Oisei is coming to teach me? I know that from somewhere else. Meaning, it's true. It's an emes halacha, but I know from somewhere else. Reb Chiya Nafka, the Tanya, we learned to the Brayso. Reb Chiya Oimer, v'shachat Oisei al yerach hamizbeach tzafino. Matam, the fishim, and see the kabbal shayim bitzafin, makabal bitzafin. We find that by the avodas hakabbalah, it's not enough that the behema is bitzafin. You need that the makabal, the koyin doing the avoda, should be bitzafin as well. Vim amad bedarim, if the makabal was bedarim, v'kibel bitzafin, but the maisa hakabbalah happened in tzafin, possible. I would have thought that this should be the same thing. Shechita also, there should be a halacha that the shoychit has to be bitzafin. Tamud loy mar oisoy. Oisoy is referring to the animal. Oisoy bitzafin. V'loy ha-shoychit tzarech liyos oimit bitzafin. Bottom line is, the halacha is true. That when it comes to the halacha of tzafin, you only need that the animal should be bitzafin. You don't need that the shoychit doing the shechita should be bitzafin. But I don't learn it from this oisoy. I know it from another oisoy. Midi Reb Chiya Nafka. So again, hodru koshul aduchte. What is this word oisoy coming to teach me? Now, incidentally, what comes out from these last 4 or 5 lines that we just learned, that even though when it comes to kachay kadashim, there's a din safin, but there's an afgamina between avoidos, whether or not the one doing the avoida had to be bitzafin, or was it maspik that the animal itself was bitzafin. Shchita, the animal had to be bitzafin, but the shoychet himself could be bedar. So the kohen could be standing in darim, he could stretch his hand, the Gemara talks about a sakin arucha, or he's standing at the border, he sticks his hand out, and he does the shechita
in Tzofen.
That would be kosher. Kabbalah, it wouldn't be kosher. By Kabbalah, you would need the Kohen that's being Mekabel should have to be B'Tzofen as well. Presumably, the Chiluk is because Shechita Lav Avoida. He said Kabbalah itself is an Avoida. Kabbalah is a Maisa Shirus. I mean that it's a Maisa Shirus. The Halacha is the Mishores, the one doing the Avoida, he has an obligation of Tzofen as well. As opposed to Shechita, Shechita Lav Avoida, maybe that's the reason that the Sheikh himself didn't have to be B'Tzofen. Regardless, again, what are we doing with the word tzofen? Says the Gemara. Elo oise b'tzofen v'im benoif b'tzofen. You know what tzofen is coming to teach me? That only shchita has to be b'tzofen, but malika doesn't have to be b'tzofen. So good. I think now would have always be kavul chaymer ben tzofen. It's a kavul chaymer from behema. Ma ben tzofen shalai kavul like koyin kavul like tzofen. Ma adach behema, which doesn't require koyin. Like we just said, shchita lava vaydi. So being that shchita is lava vaydi, there's no din koyin. Ben oif, and still there's a din tzofen. So an oif should cover like koyin. Ain't oif din shenikva loy tzofen. So there's a fundamental difference between shchita and malika. And malika really is to an oif what shchita is to a behema. But again, a very yesoidi difference. What's the difference? Shchita lav avoidehi, whereas malika is an avoida. Thus, shchita's kshera, bizarre, all the psulim, even an ish is allowed to do shchita, as opposed to malika, which had to be done dafka bezichrei kahuna. Just like zrika had to be done by a kohen, so too malika had to be done by a kohen as well. Bottom line is, argues the Gemara, that if shchita, which is lav avoidehi, requires tzofen, that malika, which is an avoida, certainly should require tzofen. So maybe that would have been the havamina, that malika needs tzofen, kamash malon oisoy, that malika doesn't need tzofen. But the Gemara says that you couldn't have learned malika from shchita, because mala ben tzoyin shekein kava loy kli, because by a ben tzoyin you find a kli. Shchita requires a keli, as opposed to malika, which was done with the fingernail of the kayin, and being that it was done with the fingernail of the kayin, so you can never learn out malika from shchita. I mean that the Torah never said anywhere that malika needs tzofen, so there couldn't have been such a havamina. Thus, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that malika doesn't need tzofen. So again, hadra kushya leduchte. What do I need? Oisay for ela oisay b'tzofen, then pesach b'tzofen. You know what? Oisay is coming to teach me that the chatas nasi or chataos and oilois and ashamois for that matter have it in tzofen. Oh, but the carbon pesach not. Keilu, there would have been a havamina that the carbon pesach should have a din tzofen. Kamash malon, it doesn't have a din tzofen. Speak to Gemara Pesach. Yaakov nafka. I know that already from somewhere else. I mean, we learned it right. Blessed me Yaakov. Amen. This is a lot of chazara. There's a lot of Gemaras that we've learned already. Yochel yehi pesach ton tzofen. I would have thought that a carbon pesach should have a din tzofen. The din ma oilush like kavod lezman v'shchitas a kavod tzofen. Madachin oilu that doesn't have any zman when you have to bring it. Most oilers anyways, have a din tzofen. Pesach shekovel leizman l'shchitasoi. It has to be brought bein arbayim on Erev Pesach. Einoi din shekovel leizofen. But the Gemara says, malo oilers can call it. How can you learn a Pesach from an oiler? It's very nice. Pesach has a chumra over oiler. You found a sif katan in the laws of Pesach that's a chumra over the laws of oiler. What is that? Kovel leizman. As opposed to an oiler that has no kviyas man. But let's be honest, what's more chumra? An oiler? Or a Pesach. Of course, the oil is more chamer. Mala oil shekein kolol. The oil was completely consumed by the Marocha and the Mizbeach. Even the Kehanim weren't allowed to eat from the oil because it was so hailing. So, how could you learn out a Kalvachaymer? Madach oil has a dinsaf and Kalvachaymer. Pesach needs a dinsaf. But the Gemara says, you know, you're right. But I could learn a Mechatas. Mala Chatas. There's no din kolol. And Chatas is also like Kavalez man. So certainly Pesach, which was kovaleiz man l'shchitasai, there should be a halacha of. But the Gemara says you can't learn from chatas either. She came mechaperes al chavi krisos. Chatas has a chumra; it's mechaper, and it's not just mechaper for ordinary averus, for the most chumra averus in the world. For chavi krisos, it's mechaper. So how could I learn out of kavuchem and Pesach from chatas? But the Gemara says maybe may Asham. Asham also has a din of tzafay. Asham is not kulay kavul, and Asham is not mechaper and chavi krisos. But the Gemara says malo Asham she came kachig ad Asham. Asham is still kachig. G'dashim. At the end of the day, Asham is Kachim Kedashim, and Pesach is Kachim Kalim. And by the way, says the Gemara Mikulu Navish again, Kachim Kedashim. And once you have that, you can't learn it from Chatas Kosis Kachim Kedashim, you can't learn from Oyla Kosis Kachim Kedashim, and you won't be able to learn it from a Mahat Sad from the three together, because they're really all Kachim Kedashim. So essentially, it's checkmate. There's no Havamina to ever be able to learn out Pesach from Chatas that I should need Oysoi in the parasha of the Chatas Nasi to tell me that Korban Pesach does not have it in Tzofen. By the way, Tosfos alludes to one of the most difficult sugyas in the Masechta Tzvachim, which was, Tosfos says, is that even a Havamina you should be able to learn out Pesach from Chatas or Pesach from Asham. The only time it says Tzofen in the Torah is by an Oila. And there's a whole sugya in Mesechtes Zvachim, if a Dover Halamed Behekish could be Chayzer or Malamed Bebinyanav. So you would want to learn how Pesach from Chatas would have been Yanav. Chatas has it in Tzofen, even though it's like Kovalei Zman L'Shchitasai. So Pesach, which is Kovalei Zman L'Shchitasai, should have it in Tzofen as well. How do I know Chatas? I know Chatas Hekish from Oila. So essentially, Chatas is a Dover Alamed Behekish, and it's going to be Chayzer Malamed Bebinyanav. So Tosfos says right away that this last four or five lines of Gemara is really Toloi in a Sugya Chamura in Mesech Tzvachim. Regardless, the question is, what are we doing with the word? The reason the Torah wrote the word Aysai in the Parashat Chatas Nasi is to teach me that only the animal had to be betzafen, but the Shaykh himself didn't have to be betzafen. What was the problem with that? Don't we know that already? We know that from Reb Chiya. Says the Gemara, Reb Chiya lav amutei Shaykh betzafen udasar. Reb Chiya's Joshua wasn't coming to you in my Shaykh betzafen. Elohachi kama. What Reb Chiya really meant to say was something different, not like the Gersa we had earlier, but rather, in a Shaykh betzafen, avo mikabo betzafen. Reb Chiya's Chiddush was not that the Shaykh doesn't have to be betzafen. That Oysai teaches me that the animal has to be betzafen. The Shaykh himself doesn't have to be betzafen. What Reb Chiya was teaching me was that you, even though in the parsha of Shchita, it's mevur that Oysai betzafen, they not Shaykh betzafen. Kabbalah is different, and Kabbalah, the mekabel has to be betzafen as well. So Reb Chiya's emphasis was not the fact that the Shaykh doesn't have to be betzafen, rather, Reb Chiya was emphasizing that the mekabel does have to be betzafen. But the Gemara says, mekabel mi velokach lo yikach nafka. I know that from somewhere else. It says velokach. Velokach means Kabbalah. And we darshan velokach. We move the words, the letters around a little bit. Lo yikach. As if to say, lo yikach, you the koyin, have to take yourself. Nemzach alai. Take yourself and put yourself on the tzofen side. So the Gemara says, lokach, velokach loy mashmalei. Reb Chiya didn't hold of velokach. Thus, he needed a makar that, although the sheikhet doesn't have to be betzofen, the makabel doesn't have to be betzofen, his makar is what he had said. But as it relates to the fact that the sheikhet himself does not have to be betzofen, that we know from the word oisai. So we'll get back to this soon. But in the meantime, a little bit more Gemara. V'chayiv alishasa, v'ala richasa, v'ala fiyasa. So the Mishnah said that when it says in the Torah, loisayasa chametz, it doesn't just mean you're not allowed to bake the carbon mincha chametz, but really it's referring to all the different steps of the process. V'chayiv alishasa, v'ala richasa, v'ala fiyasa. So lishasa means you're not allowed to knead the mincha in a state of chametz. Arichasa means you're not allowed to form it, right? You can't start making the braids, you can't form it. V'afiyasa, self-explanatory, you're not allowed to bake it either. Talk to Gemara, Amar Papa, Afa, Loikishtayim. If somebody bakes the mincha, chametz, he gets malchus twice. Achas ala richasa, once for forming the mincha, v'achas ala fiyasa, and once for baking it. In other words, when you bake something, you're also forming the thing that you're baking. So you're baking it, you're making it from being in a raw state to a state that you can actually eat it, but it also takes form. So just like when you form it, you're forming it. When you bake it, the form takes root, and as a result, you're going to be chayiv when you bake the mincha in a state of chametz, not only for the afia, for the aricha as well. So that means if somebody bakes chametz, zokturaf papa, leikishtayim, achas al aricha, so valach salafiyas. Afreit the Gemara kasha from one line in yesterday's daf. When the Gemara had said, how do you know that you chayev for each individual malacha? Marcel, I'll tell you how you know that. Because it says in the Torah, lo yseyasa chametz. And then it says, lo yseyasa chametz. Afiyah bechlal hoysa. And it was Yotzis Ladun. And the Dover Shahoya Bechlal, the Yotzim and Achlal Lalame, the eighth of the Yudgum Amida Shatar and addresses them, Loy Lalame Dalatzma Yotzah, El Lalame Dalakal Kula Yotzah. So just like a fear, what was the Lashon HaBraisa, is Miyuchedesh Shehi Maisi Yechidi. V'chayov and Ola Befnei Atzma, Av Kol Maisi Yechidi. Break the Gemara, if Rapop is right, then somebody that begs the mincha as chametz is like gishtayim, a gishmak akasha. So it's not a maisi yichidi. it's really two maisos. There's two malchus, so it's two malachus. So the dove shahaya bechlal that's being melamed, bechayr is not being melamed that yichaya for doing one step. It's teaching me that yichaya for doing two steps. Because in afia lick two steps. You have the aricha, and you have the afia as well. Says the Gemara, like kasha hada arichu va'afahu, hada arich chavrei v'yafle v'yafa. It's true. Rapop is right that if somebody bakes chametz, he's going to be loike shtayim. He's going to be loike for the aricha, because when you're baking it, you're giving it form, and you're going to be chayiv for that fee as well. But it's not always true. It's only true if one person had form. So one person braided the challah very, very nicely, and then the other kohen went and he put it into the oven. Then the halach is that the one that put it in the oven is going to be chayiv for the aricha and for the afiyah. But let's say the same kohen did the aricha, he braided it, and he put it into the oven. Then the kohen that put it, that kohen is going to get malchus twice. But he's going to be loika for aricha for braiding it, and then he's going to be loika for afiyah for baking it. But he's not going to be loika for aricha for baking it, because he already was loika for aricha when he was Eirichet, when he braided it. So it's true. If all I did was bake it, I'm chayef for the aricha and afiyah. But if I braided it and I baked it, then I'm not chayef for forming for when I baked it, because I was already chayef for forming for when I braided it. So in that case, when the Torah says lo yisiyaf chametz, it means whether I did the aricha or I didn't do the aricha. So you see, you're chayef for afiyah even if I already did the aricha, which means that right now the afiyah is a maisa yechidi, and still you see I'm like it. Thus the Brisa is right when the Brisa says that afiyah is miyuchedah she maisa yechidi, because in the case when I myself did the aricha and the afiyah, it is in fact a maisa yechidi, because I'm already like for the aricha, for the being erichet. Thus, it's not included anymore in the afiyah. But Rav Papa is also right that if one person would do the aricha, another person would do the afiyah, the one that was oifa would be loike shtayim, both for the aricha that's included in the afiyah and for the afiyah itself. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to digress, and we're going to come back full circle to see why we digress. Tanu Rabbanan, Bechar Sha'achsoi, Dam, Bechar. This is an animal that has ktushas, Bechar. And it needs dam to be let from it. So once upon a time, hakazas hadam, bloodletting was a very basic form of refuah, and there was an idea, it was understood that if you would remove blood from either a human being or from an animal, it could sometimes save an animal's life. So this is a bechar, this is an animal that has kedushas bechar, that needs hakazas dam. Now, it's not so simple to just go be makas dam on an animal, because we know, it says in the Torah, that you're not allowed to give a carbon a mum. So not only are you not allowed to be makriv a carbon that has a mum, you're also not allowed to be matal mum bekachim. The pasuk says, v'ishki yakriv zevach shlomim l'ashem, v'fali nederi l'nedova b'abokoy b'atzayin tomim yil l'rotzayin, kol mum l'yibay. So it's not so simple to be makas dam. So the Tanan discussed, what do you do with this bechar? You have a bechar over here that has, right now, a need for hakazas hadam. Is it okay to be makas dam, or is it not okay to be makas dam? Now, the reason we're discussing a bechar and not any other carbon, because the truth is this iser to be matal mum bekachim is true for all karbanas. It's not only true for bechar, because the bechar is unique in that the halacha is that if a bechar gets a mum, the kohen still got the bechar. One of the pirchas that the Gemara mentioned somewhere along the way in Zvachim Menachis is that a bechar is unique in that even when it has a mum, there's still a halacha matnas kuno. Ordinarily, if an animal gets a mum, so now already it's possible. Psuli hamakdashim. A bechar is unique. Even if the bechar had a mum, there was still a mitzvah to go give it to the kohen. But from the kohen's standpoint, it was very different what he did with the bechar if it had a mum or if it was a tamim, or if it didn't have a mum. If it didn't have a mum, he was makrivin in the Beis HaMikdash. If it had a mum, he was able to eat it wherever he wanted. It even was mutafachul. So again, b'char shach seidam, makiz noise es adam, b'makos sheinoise b'ymo. What you should do is, you should try to take the dam out, be makiz dam, but do it in a place that's not considered a mum. Ve'im makiz es adam, b'makos sheinoise b'ymo, de v'rameir. B'rameir says to go be mato mum, to be makiz dam, it's not okay. Even though, by the way, if you're not makiz dam, you may be killing this animal. But it doesn't matter. You have to be makiz dam. I mean, that's the right thing to do. But do it in a way where it's not going to have a mum. Chachamim oimrim. The chachamim say, yakiz. You should be makiz. And at b'makam shayis b'mum, doesn't matter. Ubavad, the only thing is, shlo yishchayt aloy simum. That ordinarily, once a bechar gets a mum, a kohen's allowed to shecht it as if it's chulin. He can shecht it wherever he wants. This mum is not going to be fall under that category. So in other words, if you're going to be makas dam in a makam cho'isamum, so now the bechor is going to have a mum. The kohen say, oh, my bechor has a mum, so I can go eat it tomorrow. I can bring it to my barbecue. No, that's not okay, because even though it's true, a bechor that gets a mum becomes chulin, and the kohen now is allowed to deal with it as if it's chul. Not entirely, but with many regards, he can treat it as if it's chulin. But this is going to be an exception. This mum is different. Rav Shimon says, af nishchat alaisa mum. No, Rav Shimon takes it to the other extreme. Rav Shimon says, be makas dam. You can do it by mum, and it's a regular mum. If the kohen wants, once it has this akazas adam, he can do whatever he wants with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu meis, ein makiz lo yas adam. Rabbi Yehuda is the opposite extreme. Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely not. You cannot be makiz dam when it comes to a bechor, being that it's a carbon, and even if it means that it's going to die, afilu yamus is the right gersa, still the halach is ein makiz lo yas adam. Now, what does that do with our sugya? So first the Torah Shabbat Pet, and then we'll see it inside. What that has to do with our sugya is because an animal that right now needs its blood to be taken out, other words, it's going to die. Zok Tehele Garashi, I quote, Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. That's an animal that has a mum. And still you see the Tanaim weren't sure what to do with this animal. And it wasn't so simple to just be makas dam. Why? Because it says in the Torah that kol mum la yeboi, which is an issu you're not allowed to be matam mum bekachem. So you can't just go ahead and give it a mum. L'chayr, it's anyways about mum. Why can't I be matam mum in an animal that's already a balmum? Stating that, you see that it wasn't so pashut. And very, very clearly, according to many Tannaim in this brisa, that you can't be matomum in an animal that already has a mum. Okay, so with that background, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, even though the Tannaim discuss being matomum in a carbon that already has a mum, and meaning it wasn't clear what the halacha would be. But when it comes to other areas, when you're going to do an iser al gabe iser, over there it's going to be more clear. So for example, mechametz acher mechametz. If you have a carbon mincha, where the Torah says, loisei asa chametz. And what does loisei asa chametz mean? It doesn't just mean you can't bake it. It means v'chayev alishasa v'al arichasa v'al afiyasa. If one person does the lisha, and another person does the aricha, and another person does the afiyasa, okay, the garashi, everyone is going to be chayev. More than that, if one person did the aricha and the other person does the afiyah, the second person is like the Shtayin, Rav Papa said. He's going to be chayiv even for the aricha. Two people can be chayiv for the aricha. See, even though there was already a maisa chimutz done in this mincha, the next person, if he adds to it, he's also going to be chayiv. So, how come moedim b'mechametz acha mechametz shu chayiv? Dichsiv lo yisiyas hachametz v'lo yisiyaf hachametz. Additionally, b'mesaris acha mesaris shu chayiv. Everybody agrees with b'mesaris acha mesaris shu chayiv. What is that referring to? So that's referring to an animal, dichsiv, u'ma'oich v'kosos v'nosik v'koros. And these are different types of mumin that an animal can have. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to give animals this mum. So if somebody is koires the animal, he's going to be chayiv. If somebody is noisek the animal, he's going to be chayiv. So koires means that somebody would cut the testicle of the animal. Noisek means he would remove it from the sack. So says the Gemara, imala koires u chayiv ala noisek like kolshkein, madvichi chayiv for just cutting it without removing it. Certainly you're going to be chayiv for actually removing it. Eldol lahavi noisek acha koires u chayiv. What it means is that if one person was koires it, but it's still in the sack, and then the other person only removed it, he didn't actually cut it, the halach is he's going to be chayiv. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is everyone's moida b'mechametz achem mechametz shuchayev. Everyone's moida b'mesaris achem mesaris shuchayev. Because essentially, two people were mesaris as animal. They both were involved in different steps of the process, but they were both leinech l'kuel b'matol mum b'malmum. This shiloh, is there an issa to be matol mum and a balmum is dafk over here, and it's really not based on a macro shiloh of mechametz achem mechametz mesaris achem mesaris matol mum b'mum. Really based on psukim in the parasha of being matam mum mekachem. Meis of Rameir holds, it says in the Torah, kol mum la yibay. The word kol is l'rabbis, that you're not even allowed to be matam mum in a mum. Rabbanon savri, the Rabbanon hold, tamim yil l'ratzin, that the issa to be matam mum is only if the animals are tamim. Rameir nami yoksiv tamim yil l'ratzin. It's coming to tell me that if the animal was born a balmum, then there's no issa. So it would have had it once, but as long as it was once a tamim, as long as it was born a tamim, later it got a mum, you can't be matal a second mum or a third mum. It's like a dekel, it's like a tree. What does that mean? It means it's not chal hektish on an animal that's a balmum. So if it was born a balmum, it was never chal hektish. If it was never chal hektish, then we're not having this conversation. It's coming to you, an animal that had once had regular regular kedusha. Then it got a mum, and now you appointed it. So the halach is that's not an issue. So good, I have a hoyov that I'll see Rabbi Giza avoid the mum and amilitzri, an animal that had a mum that you appointed us, and now it's chulin, but it's not entirely chulin. So being that it's not entirely chulin, there's still an issue Giza avoid. So you would have thought that maybe not allowed to be matal mum and kamashman. That's what Tomim is coming to them. Rabbanan ami haksiv kol mum layir. By the Rabbanan who learned from Tomim that it's only a animal that has no mum that is innocent to be matal mum. But once it has a mum, you are allowed to be matal mum. They don't darshan the word kol mum lo yeboi. What do they do with the word kol? So from there I learned that you're not allowed to go be a dayim and give it a mum. But how do I know that you're not allowed to be goyrimit to have a mum? For example, so I'm not going to be matal mum. I'm not going to rip off the ear of my bechor, but you put a cake that smells really good. You take a hungry dog, you put it next to it, wink in that direction, and he goes, takes the cake and bites off the ear. You're not allowed to do that either. Because even though you didn't physically give the animal the mum, but you were a goyrim, tamalim, I call mum, amar mum, amar kol mum, and that's what the word kol mum is, l'rabbis. Which incidentally, this last gemara, which is going to segue right into Shabbos's daf, is really a festa gemara, because the idea of grumma is something that comes up in many places in Shas. Most notably in the beginning of Perek HaKoinis, in Masechtas Bava Kamma, where the gemara says, grumma ben azok and is pater, but it's pater midine yadam, v'chayiv midine shamayim. So this is an example of grumma. What about grumma in Hilcha Shabbos? If somebody does a malach on Shabbos, but he does it al yidei grumma, there's certain malachas that are inherently grumma malachas. Like you set up a trap, tzad, and then an animal goes into the trap. You did the maisa, say you just set up the trap. L'chayru, all you did was the maisa grumma, tchina. Somebody's toichen. You take wheat and you put it inside a rechayim. You're not actually doing the maisa tchina. That's why there's a whole shailun among Aram about a rechayim shoyad, and this is festa raid with enormous implications, la halacha, grumma by shvichas davim, sugis and parakanis rafim. So again, that's more Shabbos' daf. But regardless, exhale. So just to end the daf and really come full circle. So the daf began with the halacha, really the first amid was regarding one word in the parasha of the Chatas Nasi. It says regarding the Nasi Ashayachata Oysai. And the question was, Oysai is a miyot, it's coming to me might something. The Gemara understood that the word Oysai is coming to me might something as it relates to the laws of Tzofin. That Oysai has it in Tzofin, but others do not have Tzofin. We're not sure what it's referring to. What exactly are we coming to me might? Okay, to me might all chatois, that can't be. Sir Nachshon, I don't need a miyot to me might Sir Nachshon. Maybe it's coming to me might a chatos ha'oif. I don't need a miyot for a chatos ha'if either, because what would be the havamita that a chatos ha'if should have it in something that I need a pasuk to be a mite chatos ha'if? Maybe it's coming to be a mite of carbon pesach, because you would have thought learn it from mahatzaz, but the Gemara says no, we don't need it to be a mite of carbon pesach either. The maskana of the Gemara said the word oisa is coming to be a mite that only the animal has to be b'tzofen, but the shoychid himself doesn't have to be b'tzofen. But regardless, that was a summary of the first half of the daf. But the first half of the daf was the word oisa in the parasha of the Chatas Nasi. The second half of the daf dealt with the halacha of matal mum begotchen. What shaychis? Because the Gemara is discussing, is there an issa to be matal mum begotchen in an animal that already has a mum? And that's a little bit related to our sugya, because we're discussing a mechametz acha mechametz. The Mishnah says, yichayev, felisha, for aricha, for afia. Many people can be complicit to get malchus for the isra of loisei asa chametz. Even though one person is following the other person, is following the other person, it doesn't matter. Each person can be chayev. So just like you can be chayev for mechametz acha mechametz, maybe you chayev for matal mum, agabi matal mum, and the Gemara says, what does nothing to do with the other? Hakol moedem be mechametz acha mechametz, as it relates to being matal mum, there it's different, and really it's based on psukim. So again, the first half of the daf is chatas nasi, the second half of the daf is matal mum bekachim. But I think it's actually an interesting juxtaposition as it relates to this morning's daf, and that is, so where did the chatas nasi converge with matal mum bekachim? It actually did historically in a very, very significant and very, very meaningful way. And that's in the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa. So what was the mice of Kamsa bar Kamsa? So we all know the story. There was a Yid who had a friend Kamsa, and there was another person whose name was Bar Kamsa, and him they didn't like so much. Made a big party, invited
Kamsa was supposed to come. Bar Kamsa shows up. He throws him out. The Rabbanim were there. They weren't Meicha. He got very upset. I'm going to take revenge from the Jews, specifically from the rabbis. He goes to Rome and he tells the Roman Caesar, Mardu b'cha Yehudai. So the Caesar told him, how do you know? Prove it to me. Amalesi told him, watch. Shadalu Kurbana. Send him a carbon. Chazis imakriven le. Let's see if they're going to go ahead and they're going to be makriven. Azal shadu b'yadi eglatilso. So he went and he sent the Roman Caesar, sent with Bar Kamsa, a very, very chashev animal. Badi d'kasi, as Bar Kamsa was taking the animal, shadu b'muma. He gave it a mum. But he gave it a very specific type of mum. B'nivs fasayim b'amrilo b'dukin shabayim. What was the significance? Duchta, you don't have a muma. Ula didu, lo you have a muma. It was a place that the Roman emperor would not deem a mum, but for the Yidden in the Beis HaMikdash, he knew there would never be makir of such an animal. And he brings the animal, he says, the Roman emperor sent this animal. He wants us to be makir of it. And the Rabbanu didn't know what to do because it was pasul akrava, because it had a mum. So the rabbi sat, and they started debating the issue. And the Gemara says, "Sava Rabbanu l'kreiv," and they were ready to be makrivet. And the reason is Mishum Shloim Malchus. I'm Reb Schayi ben Afkulas. So Reb Schayi ben Afkulas was there. And by the way, the Vilna Gaon said Reb Schayi ben Afkulas was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael at the time. See, he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He said, "Yoimru Balim Mum and Kreiv and Lagavim Mizbech." You can't. We can't be makrivet Bal Mum. We're setting a terrible precedence. This is going to be a slippery slope. People are going to remember that they were once makrivet Bal Mum. They won't remember the circumstances that surrounded it, that these are very, very desperate times, and that we were doing it for Shloim Malchus. I don't think it's smart. So the Gemara says, I hear, Sovel Amikdale. So then they say, you know what? Maybe let's just kill Bar Kamsa. If we kill Bar Kamsa, word's never going to get back, and like this, we'll be done. Deloy Leis of Aleima. Amalu Reb Schaya, so the same Reb Schaya, again, the Nasi talking, said, Yoimun Batal Mun Bekachim Yahari. We're sending a very terrible precedent as well. Because it's true, you're not allowed to be Matal Mun Bekachim. It's a passing of the Torah. It's a Sugi and Chas. Menachus Taf Nun Vav Amid Beis. You're not allowed to be Matal Mun Bekachim. Kol Mun La Yia Boy. But you're not Chayim Yisa if you're Matal Mun Bekachim. It's a Leisa, I say. Sheyesh by Maisa. You get Malkus for it. But Chayim Yisa not. And people are going to think that the reason we killed Bar Kamsa is because he was Matal Mun Bekachim. Again, people will remember the psak. They won't remember the circumstances that surrounded the psak, and it's very dangerous. It's a very slippery slope. And of course, they were makriv of the animal. The Chachamim didn't kill Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa went back. He told the Romans what happened, and the rest is history. And Omer Rabbi Yechanan, hundreds of years later, he commented. He said, that in hindsight, as we look back in the post-mortem, we can literally turn to that one event. Because had Rabbi Zechariah not been such an anav, had he not been so humble, and the Zenusay Shrab Zechariah, maybe we would have been makriv the carbon. Maybe they would have killed Bar Kamsa, and who knows, maybe the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Churban Beis HaMikdash would have been avoided. It's interesting that the Gemara emphasized Anfesanusa Shrab Schayas. We've spoken that in the daf many times, what the Marat Chiyas says. Our Moshe brings in a tshuva and Igros Moshe. He says, well, what do I have to do with Anivos? Anfesanusa Shrab Schayas. Where was an Anivos? And says the Marat Chiyas, because Shrab Schayas knew that the Rabbanim were right. He knew that the right thing to do was to kill Rab Schayas, was to kill Bar Kamsa, or to be makir. But he was afraid. He didn't have the places. Not so simple. It's much easier in Beis Medrash to sit in Taino, oh, even though it's about Mumbi Makrivit. But Tachlis, when you're in the Beis Mikdash, and you're going to take an animal that has a mum, and you're going to put it on the Mizbeach. It's not so simple. To learn the sugis of Raidif and Ben Sayre and Meir, yeah, it's Geshmak. He is Chayb Misi. He's not Chayb Misi. We can kill 9,000 people in one first Seder. But Tachlis Karet, to kill somebody, is Nishtas Eilech. It's not so simple. It's not so easy to do. And Anvesunusei Shreb Scharia, said Rabbi Yoichanan, that was what caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because a leader, a manik, can't always be such an anav. And sometimes he has to have a shtolz, and he has to not be afraid to get it wrong, and he has to be able to paskin. Ramosha wrote in a tshuva, because somebody was tiny to Ramosha, had he have a right to issue such a kula? Vadvar matikin, we have rate bites on this. But the bottom line is, so ultimately the downfall was, it was a chatas nasi. That's what happened over here. There was a nasi that was yecheta. There was a nasi that was chayte. He made a mistake. And Vesenusa, again, with dealing with a gadol adar. But this is what Chazal were megalotas. And Vesenusa Yisrael Pschaya played a tremendous role. But I just thought it was interesting. Because what was it? It was a chatas nasi. That was the first part of the daf. Related to Matal Mumbakachim, he didn't want to kill Bar Kamsa.
people are going to say, Yoimru, Matomum Bekachim Yahari. We have to work sometimes to find Ray. But the bottom line, Matomum Bekachim Yahari. And this is, but it was the Anivus Rav Schari that ultimately caused this. Now, what's interesting is that if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bachya on that pasuk, Asher Nosi Yachete, Va'osa Achas Miko Mitzvah Sashem. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, the word Asher is a funny word. It should have said Im Nosi Yachete. And the Gemara Masechta Sairis already addresses it. Asher Miloshen, Ashrei, Ashrei Adosha, Nosi, maybe Kapar Asher Yosei. The Hilig Rashi in Chumash already brings it in Parshas Vayikra. But if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bachya, he says, Oy Efshaloi Mashu Loshen Vade. You know what the word Asher means? It means if it just so happens, there was a happenstance. Punkt. Things happen, the Nasi did an Aver. That's what Im suggests. Asher has a whole different connotation. You know what Asher means? It's Miloshin Vada. Asher means it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Says Rabbeinu Bachya. Ulezeloi nichtav im nasi yechta. Kemoi sha'oma im ha'koyin ha'mashiach yechta. Vim kol adas Yisrael yishku. Ki ha'koyin gadol nizim enachet. Ha'koyin gadol nizim enachet. Who says he's going to do an Avera? Im kol Yisrael yishku? Is it Muchach that there's ever going to be a parhel in Davish HaTzibur? No, it's very not likely that there'll ever be a parhel in Davish HaTzibur. Because, let's be honest, you need the Sanhedrin to make a mistake. Rav of Klai Yisrael should follow it. It should be Shigiga Saira. Or Davish is Dainik Karis. After learning Masech Tesairis, you realize it's not so simple for Klai Yisrael to ever have to bring a parhel in Davish HaTzibur. Thus the Torah says, Im, it's Milosh and Safik. Avul B'melech, Hiskir HaChet B'losh and Vadeh. But the Nasi that the Torah is referring to, of course, is the Melech. By the way, Rav Schari ben Afkulus wasn't really the Nasi of Asher Nasi Yechita. That's the Gemara in Hirius, where Rebbe wanted to know if he would be considered the Nasi as relates to the Chatas Nasi. And Reb Chiya told him, no. Nasi means it was Rebbe's Havamina. But it wasn't the truth. It wasn't the Maskon. But the bottom line is, Avo b'melech hiskra achet b'losh and vaday. Lefisha ha-melech libay gas ma'idboy. You want to know why? Because a melech is libay gas ma'idboy. U'midas ha-gaiva she'isibas achet metzuye imoy l'goydo memshaltoy. U'lezeh Hisira Toires Hamelech Vitochichena Bemida Azois, who shakos of the Vilti Rum Levavoi Meyechov. It's for that reason, says Rabbeinu Bachya, it's not Im, it's Asher. If a person has Gaiva, it's inevitable. He's going to sin. Because the source of Chatom is Gaiva, says Rabbeinu Bachya. And when someone has Gaiva inside of him, he's not humble enough. There's nothing that's going to stop him. So at the end of the day, a Nasi who has Gaiva, it's Asher. It's not the Kohen Gadol, maybe yeah, maybe not. Rav of Klai Yisrael, or Shekein, or Shalom. But when it comes to the Nasi who has Gaiva, it's Asher Nasi Yechita. You know, it's interesting, the Gemara says in Masech Kizyum, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We all know that the first king of Klai Yisrael was Shal HaMelech. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech, Yeshua Ben Nun had a Din Melech, but that's all in Rambams and Sugyas and Shas. But the first Melech in Navi was Shal HaMelech. Shal HaMelech, his son, was Melech for a very short time, and then after that, the Malchus was taken away from him. It was given to David HaMelech. And the Meiram said as follows, Amr Rav Yudah Mashmul, Yumucha Beis Amid Beis, a classic. Mipnei Malei Nimshach HaMalchus Beis Shal. Why did Shal's family not keep the Malucha? Mipnei Shalai, Hayyub HaShum Daifi. You know what the reason is? It's because he had no Daifi. The Amr Rav Yoichin HaMishum Rav Shum Ben Yoy Tzadik. Ein Mamidim Parnes Al HaTzibor, Elam Ken Kupe Shal Shratzim Pluyo Boi Me'achayre. If someone is too perfect, he's not qualified to be king. You have to have doifi. There has to be some imperfection. Shim tazuach taite yolov. And what's pashim shad? Because if a king's going to be too perfect, if he's going to stop becoming a balgaiva, they're going to tell him, chazor l'acherech. I have something to point. Don't be such a balgaiva. You're not so perfect. A king is not qualified to be king if he's too perfect. Shol HaMelech was too perfect. He was too perfect. Number one, he came from pristine yichus. Number two, Chazal say he was keben shana b'lechet. He had never done an avera. David wasn't nearly as perfect as Shaul HaMelech. Number one, he came from questionable yichus. He came from Rus HaMayaviyah. They weren't even sure if he's mutter lovi b'kal. That's the Gemara in Perek Aharel. Before we find out if David HaMelech is fit to be king, let's find out if he's even fit to marry into the Jewish people. So they said, but the point is that he had a doifi. And as far as b'loi chet, he had the kupa shel shrotzim, that was the chet of Batsheva and Uriachiti, etc., that was hovering over him. Thus, Shal HaMelech was too perfect to be king.
So what's Pashim Shah? So we've spoken out in the past from the Naim Elimelech. That was Moshe Weinberger's drasha from last year. But Shem Tosuach Taiteyola, Pashim Shah is because when you're a king, it's very easy to come to Gaiva. Like Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Levilti Rum Levavoy Meyachov. It's not Im Nasi Yachata, it's Asher Nasi Yachata. Thus, we have to at least set it up in a way where we're mitigating the chances of this turning into a situation. So we make sure that he dafka has doifi. Amazing. He dafka has kupas al shuatzen. He shouldn't be too, because if he's too perfect, it's going to bring lidei gaiva. Gaiva is going to bring lidei avera. The bottom line is that the nasi was very vulnerable. He was vulnerable because of his gaiva, and he had to make sure that he worked not to be a bal gaiva. So we have the Rabbeinu Bachya in his Pirush al Torah, Asher nasi yecheta. Why is it Asher? Because it's not if. It's Asher, it's inevitable. Why is it inevitable? Because of the gaiva of the Nasi. And then we have Gittin, Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, where you have a Nasi making a mistake. And where did that come from? It didn't come from gaiva. It actually came from Andesanuslei Sharab Scharia. It came from humility. It came from Anivos. And that's the fine line. The Nasi, on the one hand, can't be too much of an Anav. It's not good. Andesanuslei Sharab Scharia says the Maratzchias from Moshe and Etshuva. That Anivos played a role, a very critical role in Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, this same Nasi who's going to have a shtoltz has to be careful. Because Levulti Rum Levav Me'echav, at the same time, his Nasius could bring him to a point where he's going to be an Asher Nasi Yechata.